The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative has confirmed that it is ready to begin trade agreement negotiations with its counterparts in Japan. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, President and CEO Dan Hallstrom talks about the urgency of such an agreement to the U.S. beef and pork industries.
By far, our largest trading partner on beef and pork is Japan. Number one market has been for a long, long time. Combined market on the two species of over $3.5 billion annually in sales. And the reality is that even though we're setting records today on beef into Japan, we are at a severe disadvantage because we are not a part of the CPTPP. And each year that we go, with the most recent decrease in duty for the CPTPP countries being April 1st, each year that we go, we will become more of a disadvantage. So it's imperative that we get negotiations started. And the fact that we are starting is very, very good news because it's showing our trade partners in Japan, our customers, that we are serious about getting on a level playing field with our international competition like Australia.
The U.S. pork industry is disadvantaged not only by CPTPP, but also a new trade agreement between Japan and the European Union.
On the pork side, Europe is our largest competitor in Japan. We have two categories in particular that are already seeing dramatic impacts today. One is seasoned ground pork. It's a 100,000 metric ton market for U.S. pork, mainly boneless picnics as the raw material. And we're already seeing our share start to erode. The other area is the pork processed meats area. We have several members that are very, very active in Asia, specifically in Japan, and they're seeing an impact there where we're at a duty disadvantage. And not to leave out fresh pork, fresh and frozen primal cut pork, it's a complicated system, but suffice it to say, we are slowly getting less competitive on those as well. So time's of the essence on both beef and pork. It's great that it started, but we have to keep it moving down the road as quickly as possible.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.